Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Everybody, this is Miles Title speaking.
How'd you do in that pinball game there, Miles?
I'm just ending it right now. If you give me a couple more minutes.
All right, we'll just wait.
Could you, everyone, just wait? I know this is kind of important for everybody. But you just, okay, all right, I'm ready now. Okay.
You done?
I'm done.
Did you just let it drain, or did you play it?
I just let it go.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to ruin our show.
Aren't you the man?
Yeah.
Very nice.
What's going on?
Nothing.
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 Hey, here.
What?
I started writing some country western songs about your life.
About my life?
Yeah.
All right.
I got one done already.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
My dog died of hypothermia, and I was part of the frost permia.
That's funny.
I know. I'm going to write like a whole album about your life.
About my mom killing my dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
funny because my mom killed my dog
when I
was away
at
college.
Time ago, but, you know.
Yeah. She left him out and he froze to death.
Yeah.
The neighbors found him frozen. That was real nice to come home from college. Hey, where's the dog? He froze to death. How'd that happen? Oh, I don't know. He ran away, I guess, and never found him. All pretty nonchalant like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's no big deal.
That was the point, I guess I could say that was the exact point in life when I started becoming the parent. And they started becoming the child. You know?
What?
Well, where is that dog? Excuse me, Miss Lamont. We found this ice cube of a dog in our backyard.
Got a few questions for you.
Yeah, yeah. That was real nice.
So.
That dog got run over by a car and survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got run over by a car. The neighbor girl.
Yeah.
Had like a full-size Jeep Cherokee and ran over him.
Oh, my gosh.
And she hit him and it shot him out across the gravel on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
And
like a hockey puck.
Yeah, like a hockey puck, exactly.
Wow.
He was like a bat. He was like a shout out. She came up to the door. Oh, I think I killed your dog. And I went and got him, and he was okay. I took him to the vet, and they cleaned him up, you know.
Yeah.
Had a little road rash on his wee-wee, but he was all right.
But haven't we all? Haven't we all?
Yeah, well, yeah. Self-inflicted doesn't count, I don't think. But, yeah, he survived getting run over by a car, and then my mom leaves him out in the wintertime.
He just couldn't. Survive sub-zero
temperature. Yeah, he could get pinched out of a Jeep Cherokee tire, but he couldn't survive the cold temperatures in Decatur.
I thought, you know, I could put together an album of some of the tragic things. Not all the tragic things.
It's only tragic things, is that it?
Yeah.
So do you have another one, or is that the only
one?
No,
I just thought, I was just working on that one on the way home.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Thank you. I like that one.
I'm surprised you didn't have anything else in there yet.
I was driving a lot this weekend, so I hadn't.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you know, I had to get some bleach this week. Like regular old-fashioned bleach. Have you ever had to use, you know, you get bleach at the store?
Were you making meth?
No.
Is that an ingredient in meth or something?
It could be. I don't know for sure.
You know some druggies.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could look it up for you.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a recipe on the internet. But,
all right. Go ahead.
But now all this bleach is called Ultra.
Yeah.
It's not real bleach.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like the old-fashioned bleach, you know what I mean? The chlorine bleach.
Right.
So the only place I've been able to find is like going to the dollar store.
Right.
And oddly enough, it's just a dollar. Go figure.
Odd.
So I was at the dollar store going to pick up a gallon of bleach.
Yeah.
And,
For what?
Huh?
For what?
Oh, well, I have a well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you kind of, sometimes you got to put bleach in the well and, you know, clean things up a bit. Because, you know, wells can get kind of stanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't use that Ultra stuff. You got to use real bleach.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I had to get real bleach.
Wait, are you getting like a bad smell in your house?
No, why?
Oh, I used to get that in mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of a treatment thing, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I go get this bleach at the dollar store. And I had an experience that was both flattering and humbling and scary.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Huh?
Let's smell what the rock's cooking here. What do you
got? Well, I didn't know that I still had it, you know what I mean? Like, evidently, I'm a pretty good-looking guy.
You are.
Yeah. I didn't realize that anymore.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
But, so I'm at the dollar store with my daughter. We're trying to get this bleach, and this woman starts talking to me. And my daughter, you know, my daughter's cute, and so she's, like, talking about, oh, there's dolls over there, and, you know, la, la, la. And so then she leaves to go do her business, right?
Yeah.
And we get our bleach and kind of piddle around, and we get to the checkout. And then she starts, she says, how old are you? She asks me. She goes, are you 40? No, I'm not 40. Oh, whenever they get to be 40, they just get so... And she kind of does this thing where she's like hugging something. So,
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. So, you know, like she's hugging somebody or something.
No.
And so I'm like,
I'm hearing some hot chocolate, you know.
So I realized at that point that I really am very attractive to elderly women.
How old was this old bag?
Well, she actually told me how old she was.
Yeah.
I'm 73.
Oh, no. No.
And I, had I not been there with my daughter and been in a public place, I think I would have been sexually violated.
Oh, my God.
She probably would have grabbed me
That's
or something.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. In front of the checkout lady and my kid and some other dude. Yeah. So.
Hey, pirate, can I check out your booty?
Yeah.
Whoa. Please,
yeah.
Soft.
So I got hit on by a 73-year-old woman.
Oh, did you feel disgusted?
So, well, you know, so it's kind of uplifting, you know.
Yeah.
But then there's kind of the negative sides of it,
yeah.
too.
So
I'm thinking about opening up this strip joint for old bitches. I want to have slot machines.
Yeah.
I want to have electronic poker games. And then I'll get up and dance for them, you know, on the hour or something.
Jeez,
I bet I could clean up with that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come here, honey. Shake it.
So you're getting this old lady wet.
I don't know.
What's going on with that?
Where's the bounty? I gotta mop up on aisle 3.
So she's hoping you're about 40-ish, right?
Yeah, I'm not 40. I don't even think... I thought I didn't look 40, but evidently I do.
So she acts like she's giving you a hug.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and
you know...
How did this end, though? I have to know this.
That was kind of it. And she's kind of like, oh, and she gets her stuff and then... Gets the hell out of there. You got me.
That is really frightening.
Hey, you think you're frightened?
This is your best story of the year.
What?
Right here. This is the most revealing story you've had of the year.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know what to think.
People that listen to the show will write in and say, this is the most revealing you've been all year.
Okay.
Man.
I don't know why you'd say that, but...
I find these stories interesting, though, when you open up a little bit.
Yeah, anything that involves me and weird chicks, seem to like.
Yeah, feeling uncomfortable about stuff. Yeah.
Or me and people being different or something. You like that. But yeah, she... And that... I mean, I can't just visually... I can't verbally give you a visual on that, but if you imagine a 73-year-old woman... Acting like she's, you know, dry humping a statue or something. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was just surprised she didn't, like, stick her tongue out and go, yeah, like that. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
Man,
it was
did you
scary.
Get her number or something?
Did you get her number?
So is that your new favorite store now?
I'll be going to the dollar store on a regular basis to pick up the old bitches.
Man.
Hey, honey. You want to be in my stable of hoes?
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I was just a little bit too weird.
Matt,
just,
your pants looks like two schoolboys having a fight.
I'm just glad my daughter didn't ask me a bunch of questions or anything.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, why is that old woman like you?
So you were a little turned on by this, or?
No, I wasn't turned on by it. What the hell are you talking about?
Did she, like, take out her false teeth and, like, wink a little, you know, like?
No, no. No, but I tell you, you know.
Was that spooky?
That's spooky.
Is that like one of the most frightening experiences you've had?
Well, you know, now I can kind of feel like, you know, how women feel intimidated in certain situations.
Right.
And you're like, ah!
You've been harassed a little.
I've been harassed. I've been totally harassed.
Yeah.
I've been made to feel like a sex toy.
I guess.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for your 40th birthday to roll around.
Yeah. Do I get a membership card?
Actually, your birthday's rolling out, coming around.
It is. It will not be the 40th birthday, thank God. But yeah.
It's 41st or something.
Yeah. It won't be the 40th.
Luckily, there was a counter there, so she couldn't come after you.
63. What? What's that?
Luckily, there was a counter. You know,
well, I'm glad there was witnesses, you know.
Separate. Oh, there was, like, people in line?
Yeah!
She says this to you, there's, like, people in line?
Yeah.
Were you, like, looking back at them, like, rolling your eyes, like, oh, geez.
No, I was, you know, you always go out with your kids, you're like, don't get too far away because you think they'll get abducted.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, Christ, I'm going to get abducted by this old bitch.
And here you are. That's going to be like the movie Misery.
Right, exactly.
Jeez.
You look like a cutie.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. She called me good daddy and stuff like that, too.
Oh, this is getting good. this is your best story.
Yeah. You're a good daddy. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. Later on, you were yelling, hey, who's your daddy? Right?
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying that. I just wanted to get out of there. I want to get my dollar jug of bleach and get the hell out of here. I don't go to the dollar store that often, you know.
Yeah, you will now.
No, I don't. It's not. Yeah, it's a meat market for the 70 and up.
Oh, man.
I'm looking for my, who is that lady? The big mouth lady for the denture thing?
Oh, Norma, no.
Not necessarily Norma Ray, it's Martha Ray.
Martha Ray, yeah.
I'm Martha Ray, the big mouth! Yeah. I feel like that dude that got married to Martha Ray before she kicked it. Yeah. Was that who it was?
I think so, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No, I'm not looking for any of that kind of business. That sounds more like your alley there. You would really get off on that. So if you just wouldn't tell the story truthfully, you'd just say some chick was hitting on you.
Well, last week I had like a 50-year-old rubbing lotion on me, but...
Yeah, that's right, a 50-year-old ex-con or something.
I mean, that's a little bit closer in age.
Huh?
That's a little bit closer in age, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, that's only like 16 years.
Except
I mean,
for your
you
prison,
her
prison record, and you don't have a prison record.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common, except for she's been away for 20 years.
Man.
So it feels like we're the same age.
We need to have this lady on the show.
No, I don't think we want to talk to her.
What is her name and where is she working?
She probably even told me. I just ignored her.
Ethel.
Could have been Ethel.
We need to have her on the show.
She had bought like all kinds of crazy, you know, kooky old people shit. And
how would you like to get that bleach at half price? Big Daddy.
No.
Hey, good daddy.
No, That's weird, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Man, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's like, what is she, 73?
You know what, 73?
She's almost twice as old as me, huh?
You know what 73-year-old coochie tastes like?
Depends. No, tell me. Oh, it depends. There you go. Tastes like absorbency stuff. Those little pellets.
Man.
Oh, man.
Stud. King Salami, man. Big, good Daddy.
Yeah.
Please call this show Good Daddy. Please call it Good Daddy.
No.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Wow, I don't even have a story now after I heard that.
Oh, please.
I don't.
All right, well, you just... I don't know what it is and you're going to write a country song about this?
I might.
Well, he went to the dollar store to get him some bleach. What he walked out was a 73-year-old bitch. With You want paper, Daddy, plastic, you see.
Daddy, did you say bleach or did you say bitch?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to the dollar store to get me a bitch.
Oh, man.
I better take the plastic, honey, and give me a couple rubber bands. A
couple big jugs. Hold on to the jugs. Ah!
So, yeah, evidently the senior set really digs Bob.
Man, cool.
In the worst way.
You stud.
In the worst way. Yeah. Man. I'm sure I, you know, tripled her fantasy life there.
Oh, man.
And yours, too, evidently.
Yeah, I love these stories.